السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن وقال تعالى رب هب لي من الصالحين. فبشرناه بغلام حليم. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable elders, respected brothers and friends, imagine three personalities, three people in the open desert, no chances of survival, but they are sacrificing qurbani. On the sacrifice of these three people till the day of Qiyamah, whatever qurbani, whatever sacrifice they made will be remembered. The three personalities we are speaking about is Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajara alayhi salam, and Ismail alayhi salam. We normally use the word qurbani, the technical word is udhiyah, but we use it and we understand it as qurbani. So we will use the word qurbani on the qurbani of these three people, three honorable people, what has transpired from then till now, and how we remember them in the different forms. We will be just going through a few aspects of it. Almighty Allah says that I've tested my Ibrahim alayhi salam and he has passed the test, and different trials and tribulations came upon him. The second ayah which I've recited, Almighty Allah speaks of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, O Allah, grant me pious offspring. We learn from here how to make dua. Not only to make dua, but to make and ask for the right things. Don't say, Ya Allah, grant me children, but grant me pious children. So how to make dua, the etiquettes of dua are very important. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ. Almighty Allah says, we give you glad tidings, O Ibrahim, of a son that is going to be tolerant, Halim. Many things are mentioned about this word Halim. In short, you'll have a son that will have sabr, patience, who will assist you in completing the commands of Almighty Allah. And that's our first message for today, to bring deen alive. It's not only one person that's going to bring deen alive. We need the cooperation of each and every one in the family, in the society. If the father thinks that I'll make my namaz, I'll do what I have to do, and the wife thinks that I'll do what I want to do, and the son feels that I'll do what I want to do, deen is not going to come alive. To bring deen alive, we need a father like Ibrahim alayhi salam, we need a mother like Hajara alayhi salam, and we need children and offspring like Ismail alayhi salam to bring that deen alive. When everybody will cooperate in bringing the commands of Almighty Allah, then the deen will come alive. We find today everybody, deen and the deen that we are, the religion that we are in, is not self-centered. That means it's me and myself and whatever I do. No. We'll have to all work together. Each part of society, each strata of society will have to coexist and assist one another to bring this deen alive. Be it the layman, be it the males, be it the female, be it the youth. all will have to work together to bring this deen alive. So that's the first aspect we learn, that we need Ibrahims as fathers, we need women like Hajra alayhi salam, and we need children and offspring like Ismail alayhi salam, who are saying that we are prepared to sacrifice for deen qurbani. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيْ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكْ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Banu Israel, the Yahud, they were given the command, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْبَحُوا بَقَرَةً. They slaughter a cow. They asked Musa alayhi salam four times, what color must the cow, the size of the cow, must be a female, male or female? They procrastinated in fulfilling the command of Almighty Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam is shown the command of Allah through a dream three nights. And he says, this is the command, I'm going to do it, no questions asked. And that's our second message. That deen is total submission to command of Almighty Allah. Why must I do this? And why this inheritance masla for ladies is less and so on? And this masla of talaq and this masla and in my business, why must I? There's no questions asked. This is the command of Almighty Allah, I'm prepared to do it. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is shown in a dream. Banu Israel procrastinated and they ask questions upon questions. Today we want to ask more questions, then submit ourselves to the deen and to the command of Allah and the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he was shown the dream, he said, Ya Allah, this is your command, I'm going to carry out your command. So in the dream he's shown, he's slaughtering his son. He comes and he calls his son, Madha Tara. Do we have to ask anybody's opinion in fulfilling the commands of deen? Do you have to ask your son, do you want to read namaz? Don't you want to read? Can I read my namaz? No. But there's some psychology, some benefit in that. And that is how we are highlighting, that to get them ready, each and every part of this ummah psychologically, that this is the command of Allah, are you prepared to assist? And are you prepared to come on board and fulfill the commands of Allah? So he's asking his son, Madha Tara, O my son Ismail, what's your opinion? This is what Allah has commanded me. Are you prepared to lay yourself down? Ya Abatif Al. And again, my second message is generation gap. We are living a time, if you want to learn the generation gap, GG, and we see the G is in the kraal, the goat is there also. So the generation gap, we are finding a father of plus 80 years old, we're finding a son plus minus, we're saying in his teens, 14 to between 10 and 15 years old. And now both have to make amal on deen. The father is in his mind, the son is in his mind, the wife is in her mind. So the generation gap we got, how to get this all our generations together. And that's the wisdom of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the sacrifice, and Ibrahim alayhi salam getting him on board and the wife Hajra in this whole incident. So this is what we need in today's age and time. That our elders, we are there, our youth are there, and the women are somewhere else. We have to bring everybody on board for this deen. And there's the generation gap that we are facing, the challenge at today's time. That the youth are in their technology, they are in a different world. We are wanting to implement deen, but they are seeing something else. They are visualizing something else of deen. So what is your opinion? We need to speak. We need to open up with our youth. We need to have a dialogue with our youth and tell them, this is the command of Allah, how are you going to come on board? We learn all this from the Quran and the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ya Abatif Al. But the children, the youth, are they ready? Today when we're going to go out there and the same sheep or goat or animal that we are laying down, and we're going to say that I've purchased you indirectly in a parable form, that I've purchased you, I'm your owner, today I want to sacrifice you. You bought it, you paid for it, so now you're in control of the sheep's life, and whatever way, whichever time you want to do it, you're going to slaughter it. But that sheep is giving us a message. And the message that is coming out from there, if we could have spoken, or if we can speak, it will tell me and you that, oh Master, oh Muhammad, oh Ismail, oh Hassan, oh Yusuf, you have bought me, so today you want me to give your my life for the command of Almighty Allah. Are you giving your life for the deen of Allah? Are you giving your life for the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? If you could have spoken that sheep, you should have given me a message, and that is a message that's coming out for me and you today. That sheep is telling, I'm giving my life because you've purchased me, and I'm giving my life for the command of Almighty Allah. O Hassan, O Muhammad, O Yusuf, O Qasim, what have you given for deen? What are you prepared to give deen? Allah doesn't want our life. لَا يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. We need ikhlas, the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, sincerity, hanif, that we cut away from society and come closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do things with sincerity. So, in the battle of Qadisiyah, it's mentioned that the Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas was the Amir. And at that time in jihad, the king was killed and his crown, a Muslim cut his head off, and he brought the crown to Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala and said, yes, the battle is over, we have won, the king is down, and here's the crown. So as Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala and asked him, that who are you? What's your name? From where you come? He's asking the soldier. So the soldier replies and says, O Sa'd, the being from whom I did it, he knows me, he knows my name, he knows my father's name, he knows from where I come. But just put it in the Mali Ghanimat, put it in this booty here, you don't need to know my information. For who I did it, that being, that Allah knows who I am, so just take it and put it. Ikhlas in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and the ummah at last. So we are saying, and the message is that sincerity and that life that we are laying down, that animal is speaking to us. Are you prepared to sacrifice your ego? Are you prepared to sacrifice your temper and your anger? Are you prepared to sacrifice your business on the commands of Almighty Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So the son is ready and says, if alma tu'mar, satajiduni insha'allahu minasabirin. No arrogance, no pride. Ismail alayhi salam used the words, insha'allah, if Allah wishes, not me, I'm going to do things, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do this. That arrogance, that pride, that overtakes a person, he submits himself, tawadu, humility and humbleness, and say, insha'Allah, I'm going to assist you, O dead, in completing the commands of Almighty Allah. Falamma aslama, watallahu liljabin, father and son going. The mother is tested, shaitan comes in different forms. Shaitan comes in different forms and attacks each person according to his way. If he's a businessman, it's in his business. If he's a pious person, he'll attack him with different instruments. If it's somebody else, he'll attack him in that way, a male, a female. So, shaitan goes to Hajra alayhi salam. This is what your husband is going to do. So on and so forth, and the incident carries on. Anyway, the Quran doesn't speak further. It says, they submitted to the command of Almighty Allah. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ. This is called Jabin, the temples. Ibrahim alayhi salam puts his son down on his temples. Obviously, in the tafsir, we find the historical narration, not in hadith. And that is, the son addresses the father and said, oh my father, when you do slaughter me, when you do, after laying me down, then blindfold me, so I can see that eyes of mercy and compassion. And oh my father, save your kurta from my blood, for lest you go home, and my mother sees the blood and she feels the pain. And these words, he's parting with his father, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam takes the knife. The Quran doesn't speak further. We get this from historical narrations. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. He's cutting and telling the knife, اِقْتَعِي, cut, cut. Almighty Allah's command is, لَا تَقْتَعِي, don't cut. That knife today, all I wanted is to test my Khalil. I want to test my beloved and see if it passed this test. Oh knife, don't cut. Ibrahim alayhi salam is saying, yeah, I want to cut, but in turning, finally he turns him around and tries to cut from the other side. But there's the command of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heavens are shaking. The earth hasn't witnessed such a greater incident than a father laying down a son and sacrificing him. That was that time. Today, the same father wants to kill the son. The father wants to rape the daughter. And children want to kill their father because our deen and our morals of deen has lost us. The angels cry, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, what is happening? La ilaha illallah. Jibreel alayhi salam also is descending. Wadarain from Jannah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Ismail alayhi salam lying on the ground says, Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, walillahi alhamd. And Ibrahim alayhi salam looks up, Almighty Allah sends the rain. So, وَنَادَيْنَهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ فَالصَّدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. You have completed the dream. Your test is over. When you go for a test, our varsity students, madrasa students, and the examiner says the test was very difficult. The exam paper was very difficult. Then you must know it's difficult. If the student says it is difficult, you must know he didn't study. If the student says that it was difficult, you must know that he didn't study. So in the same, Almighty Allah says, "Inna hadha lahu al-bala'u mubin." This was a great test. So in conclusion, respected elders, brothers, friends, what do we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the act of Qurbani? One is, and what I mentioned is, that each one have to assess one another in the completion of deen. Each one has to play the role. Number two is success. And number two is sincerity. The brothers in the first circle can just move into the first circle. The brothers can come forward. MashaAllah, there's space. One gap, and we complete ourselves. It makes it easier to start on time. The third lesson we learn is what the chief is going to tell us. And what that, respected elders, today we're going to go and complete the command of Allah, the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And after completing that, we're going to take the meat. All this is rewarded. Every strand of hair, every strand of wool on that animal, that yakin we got in completing this ibadat. And this is the greatest ibadat of today, is the slaughtering and the flowing of the blood. Obviously, just a few masail, and that is, we read all our du'as before laying the animal down. And then by the time the animal is down, that only we read manam, an intention is made, the du'as are made before the animal is laid down. By the time the animal is laid down, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. The person slaughtering must say, the people around saying it's not going to help. So the person slaughtering must say, Bismillahi Allahu Akbar. And thereafter, whatever du'as we want to read, O Allah, accept it. كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَ مِنْ حَبِيبِكَ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم وَخَلِيلِكَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ عليه السلام. Accept my qurbani. So du'a we learn from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And the last message, respected elders and friends, from this qurbani is the message that, let's go to the kraal and ask the sheep, do they know what's going to happen in 15 minutes time? They are heedless. Ghaflat, we call it in Arabic. Urdu also, we say ghaflat. They're unaware what's going to happen. This whole crowd is going to the kraal, and one is going to be caught and brought, and then they're going to be slaughtered. Do they know what's going to happen? They don't know. They don't know. We'll all go there in that kraal. We'll find the sheep. Then we catch one, all of us together, and then we slaughter it. The others will run. And after a little while, we'll go catch the other one. Then the sheep will say, oh, that one is gone. One less is gone. And now it's going to be easy. We are saved. My life is saved. And like that, the sheep are going to carry on, not realizing that their turn is also going to come. In the same way, they are in ghaflat. They are heedless. They don't know, unaware of what's going to happen in 15 minutes time after namaz is over. In the same way, what's going to happen to me and you after we close our eyes, we are also in ghaflat. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. The Imam just read now in Fajr namaz, we are اَقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُؤْرِضُونَ. Ay insan, tujhe kya ho gaya? To ghaflat mein hai? You don't know what's going to happen. This eyes must close. What's going to happen in the qabr? What's going to happen on the day of qiyamah? The sheep will say, I'm finished, you killed me. It's all over, it's here. And you're going to take me and you're going to put me on a bri. And you're going to bri me and enjoy me by the evening. Ay insan, you're going to be taken alive, and you're going to put in Jahannam, and you're going to be bride in Jahannam alive. Are we aware of what's coming? The life after this. So there's a message coming out from here. When we're putting that meat on the bride, then think what's going to happen. Kullama nadijat juluduhum baddallahum juludan ghayraha liyadhukul azab. Insan, you think you're going to get away on the day of Qiyamah from the from the wrath of Almighty Allah, the adab of Almighty Allah. Do what you do in your business, do what you do in your life, break the commands. But remember, like the sheep is going to die, we're going to die. And we're going to account and stand in front of Almighty Allah. Jannat is a reality, Jahannam is a reality. This ghaflat that we are in, this heedlessness that we are in, this unawareness that we are in of the life that is to come after this, that is what we need from this message of Qurbani. May Almighty Allah grant me and you the reality that we bring all the lessons of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hajar alayhi salam, and Ismail alayhi salam in our life. Very shortly before we begin, the intention is to be made in the heart. As I'm speaking, we make our intention. I'm reading 2 rakats each Eid namaz with extra takbirs. This is our intention. The procedure of the salah is going to be, the imam will say Allahu Akbar, that will be takbir at-tahreema, and he'll fasten his hands. Then we will be reading the thana, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, whatever dua we're reading. Then the imam will say 3 extra takbirs, Allahu Akbar, and you leave your hands on the side. Allahu Akbar, leave your hands on the side. 2nd takbir, the 3rd takbir, after in the extra takbirs, Allahu Akbar, and we'll fasten our hands. The imam will read Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu, Surah. The rakat will be completed. The 2nd rakat, the imam will do the qiraat, Surah Fatiha, and the Surah. Before going into ruku, the imam will say extra 3 takbirs. We'll lift our hands and say the takbir audibly, that we can listen ourselves. Allahu Akbar the first time, Allahu Akbar the second time, Allahu Akbar the 3rd time, and the 4th time, then we will be going into ruku and the namaz will be completed. May Almighty Allah accept each and everyone's coming. May Almighty Allah accept each and everyone's qurbani, the physical qurbani that is done and spiritual qurbani of our lives for the sake of deen. May Almighty Allah accept it. We will straighten the saf so long and...
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء والطارق وما أدراك ما الطارق النجم الثاقب إن كل نفس لما عليها حافظ فلينظر الإنسان مما خلق خلق من ماء دافق يخرج من بين الصلب والترائب إنه على رجعه لقادر يوم تبلى السرائر فما له من قوة ولا ناصر والسماء ذات الرجع والأرض ذات الصدع إنه لقول فصل وما هو بالهزل إنهم يكيدون كيدا وأكيد كيدا فمهل الكافرين أمهلهم رويدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ونعوذ بك من عذاب القبر ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم أغننا بالعلم وزيننا بالحلم وأكرمنا بالتقوى وجملنا بالعافية اللهم بارك لنا فيما أعطيتنا ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من زوال نعمتك وتحول عافيتك وفجاءة نقمتك وجميع سخطك ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم رب آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم طهر قلوبنا من النفاق وأعمالنا من الرياء وألسنتنا من الكذب وعيوننا من الخيانة فإنك تعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم الله أكبر 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 لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله الذي جعل لكل أمة منسكا
لِيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ وَعَلَّمَ التَّوْحِيدَ وَأَمَرَ بِالْإِسْلَامِ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّ سَيِّدَنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ الَّذِي هَدَانَا إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد أنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما عمل ابن آدم من عمل يوم النحر أحب إلى الله من إهراق الدم وإنه ليأتي يوم القيامة بقرونها وأشعارها وأزلافها وإن الدم ليقع من الله بمكان قبل أن يقع بالأرض فطيبوا بها نفسا الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله قال سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام قالوا فما لنا فيها يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة حسنة قالوا فالصوف يا رسول الله قال بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة وعن البراء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خطبنا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم النحر فقال إن أول ما نبدأ به في يومنا هذا أن نصلي ثم نرجع فننحر فمن فعل ذلك فقد أصاب سنتنا ومن ذبح قبل أن نصلي فإنما هو شاة لحم عجله لأهلي ليس من النسك في شيء الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أقام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالمدينة 10 سنين يزحي وعن بريدة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يخرج يوم الفطر حتى يطعم ولا يطعم يوم الأضحى حتى يصلي عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال زحى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بكبشين أملحين أقرنين ذبحهما بيده وسمى وكبر قال رأيته وازعا قدمه على سفاحها ويقول بسم الله والله أكبر وعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يذبح وينحر بالمصلى الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تذبحوا إلا مسنة إلا أن يعصر عليكم فتذبحوا جزعة وعنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال البقرة أن سبعة وجزور أن سبعة عن علي قال نهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نزحي بأعزب القرن والأذن وعنه قال أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن نستشرف العين والأذن وأن لا نزحي بمقابلة ولا مدابرة ولا شرقاء ولا خرقاء وعن البراء بن عازب أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سئل ماذا يتقى من الضحايا فأشار بيده قال أربعا العرجاء البين ضلعها والعوراء البين عورها والمريضة البين مرضها والعجفاء التي لا تنقي. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان له ساعة فلم يزحي فلا يقربن مصلانا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إليه بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وخير الأمور عوازمها وشر الأمور محدثاتها ورأس الأمر الإسلام وعموده الصلاة وزروة سنامه الجهاد وأفضل الجهاد كلمة حق عند سلطان جائر. إن الإسلام يهدم ما كان قبله وإن الحج يهدم ما كان قبله وإن الهجرة تهدم ما كان قبلها والعمرة إلى العمرة كفارة لما بينهما والحج المبرور ليس له جزاء إلا الجنة وإنما الأعمال بالنيات وإنما لامرئ ما نوى فمن كانت هجرته إلى الله ورسوله فهجرته إلى الله ورسوله ومن كانت هجرته إلى دنيا يصيبها أو امرأة يتزوجها فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه. والطهور شطر الإيمان والحمد لله تملأ الميزان وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملأان ما بين السماوات والأرض والصلاة نور والصدقة برهان والصبر ضياء والقرآن حجة لك أو عليك. كل الناس يغدو فبايع النفس فمعتقها أو موبقها. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وأقرأهم أبي بن كعب وأفرزهم زيد بن ثابت وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل. ولكل أمة أمين وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. وإن لكل نبي حواريا وحواري الزبير وخالد سيف من سيوف الله وما أذلت الخضراء ولا أقلت الغبراء أصدق لهجة من أبي ذر وسيدا شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين سيدة نساء أهل الجنة فاطمة وسيد الشهداء حمزة رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن كل الصحابة أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم من بعد غرضا فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم والسلطان ظل الله في الأرض من أكرمه أكرمه الله ومن أهانه أهانه الله اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين بالإمام العادل والخير والطاعات واتباع سنن سيد الموجودات اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد